Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What a call by Kevin Harlan. What a play by Andrew Wiggins. In a moment, almost got stolen away. They had to go to replay review there. And thank the heavens that that call got overturned. One of the sickest posters I've ever seen in playoff history, up there with KJ over Olajuwon, Jordan over Ewing, Starks over the Chicago Bulls. I mean, that's up there. That's an all-timer, as we talked to Kevin Harlan, who was on the call for TNT long time. I mean, you talk about play-by-play, whether it's football, whether it's the Chiefs, the Packers, the NBA, NFL on CBS. Kevin Harlan has done it, and we welcome him back onto the Morning Roast here on 95.7 The Game. Kevin, good morning. Joe Shasky, the Butcher, Bonte Hill, and we playing that highlight right there. And I'm a little fired up about it because it felt like that moment didn't get its justice. We're going to watch it over and over and over again, and it's a great dunk. But I had no idea what Mark Davis was looking at there. Look, I know you can't get critical when it comes to the referees, but what does that do for you when you see a play like that and a charge gets called?
Well, it's too bad because it took away from the moment, but it was overruled, as we know, as they challenged and were successful, and it worked out, but everyone's talked about that, all the other great things the Warriors are doing, and I'm glad Wiggins had a chance to have a play like that stand out. He's been so unbelievable in these playoffs and is emerging after he got his first All-Star berth, you know, back in February, to be this player that now is put up there with the, you know, indispensable parts of this terrific Warriors team. So he's getting his due. That just is one of many things he does well. And what a wonderful win for the Warriors. Now just stand one win away from going back to the NBA Finals with this Hall of Fame group.
You know, Kevin, we want to get into the series, even if a little bit of Friday night. And I'd just be remiss if I didn't follow up on the refereeing there. I mean, like, I can't believe that they robbed us of the spontaneity, of the jubilation, the organic joy in the moment by calling an offensive foul there. It was just horrific.
Well, his arm was leading, and on first glance, I'm sure there is always that thought. We've had so much of that, you know, anything neck and above with an elbow and a forearm, a hand, is going to, you know, be under a lot of scrutiny. And that has just been the way these playoffs have been. A lot of these players are doing, a lot of the players are getting high, you know, around the head with their arms, and a lot of them are flopping. And this is all over the league and in the playoffs particularly. They're watching too much soccer is what's happening. They're watching too much, because when they go down, they look like they're dead.
Right.
I was watching that Boston game, and Mark, now listen, those look like tough injuries to both Tatum and Smart, but the way they were on the floor, I thought, my God, they're going to have to take them to the hospital and resuscitate them, and 5 minutes later, they jump out there and out there playing again. So the officials, I mean, the game is so fast and so quick twitch that I'm cutting them a break. I got to be honest. I think it's until you watch it over and over and over again, you know, you really can't see it. I get the point. That's your player. That's your team. That's your moment. I am all on board with that. And listen, for a play-by-play announcer, you don't see dunks like that all the time. And you get excited too, like the fans do. But I'm glad it was challenged, and they made the correct call and they allowed it. And you know, Wiggins has gotten his moment. That was a marvelous athletic play by him, and just part of what has been an incredible run for for him here in the postseason.
No, he's been unbelievable. 27-11 last night, playoff career high in points, ties a career high for rebounds. He's had three double-doubles in his postseason so far. And whatever the narrative was before he got traded to the Golden State Warriors, that is all gone now. As you mentioned, Kevin, an all-star starter. How about the Warriors being up 3-0, though? Because we all thought, even here in the Bay Area, Shask and I picked the Warriors in six. I wouldn't have been surprised if this series went seven because Dallas is playing so well. I'm shocked they're up 3-0. What about you?
Well, that three-point shot, if that's what you're relying on, but you're going down a very precarious road. And we saw it back in 18 with Houston, right? And they were just all threes all the time and a record number of attempts and relying on one guy. I mean, I know that it's been written about in the San Francisco, the Bay Area Press, but it's a lot of that we're seeing now. And the difference is this is an emerging Dallas team. This is just their first step. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're going to be good, and Doncic is phenomenal and only going to get better, and he's got so much ahead of him. But what they've done this year is nothing short of remarkable, I think. The fact that, you know, they were 16-18, and they made a big midseason trade with a huge part of their team with a coach who was just kind of trying to transfer what he envisioned the game as from what Rick Carlisle did, and Jason Kidd sees the game differently. He's the perfect coach for Doncic. His temperament is right on. And Dallas, you know, stunned Phoenix, who I think as we're getting further away from the Suns and further away from that semifinal Maverick-Phoenix series, there's some things beginning to creep out about the Suns. And maybe it wasn't as harmonious, and maybe things began to deteriorate, and certainly Chris Paul disappeared after the second game of that seven-game series. So for Dallas, that was just, first of all, just to get to the playoffs was great. They have a 50-win season that was not on their radar. They make the trade. They change the lineup. They have this coach that's brand new and changing the culture and the system, and they go to 52 wins, and that's second most wins since January 1st, and back of Phoenix in the league. So they've had a great, and so they're relying right now on about two great tools in their toolkit. Down the road, they're going to have multiple tools like the Warriors do to do what they do. And Golden State relies a little bit on the three.
Mm-hmm.
We know about the cutting. They've got all these different things that they can touch, and the Mavericks just don't have that depth and that ubiquitous feel where they can look in any direction and find an answer. Dallas has about two answers, and that's kind of it, unfortunately,
yeah,
for them.
You know, Kevin, we're talking to Kevin Harlan, who does play-by-play on television. We've been covering this the league and in general for a long, long time. Kevin, you've also done so many other sports. I know you're a historian of sports, and I love when we talk about the all-time legends, how their games have evolved over time, whether it's Tom Brady in football, whether we're talking about Jerry Rice in football or Roger Clemens or Barry Bonds in baseball, Michael Jordan, LeBron in basketball. What Steph has done pre-championships, winning championships, doing it with KD, and now this version of what you're seeing from Steph Curry. I feel like he's been painting his greatest masterpiece in terms of putting the cherry on the top of his career. What have you seen from Steph Curry in this postseason that I think has validated what he's done prior?
Well, you know, he's 34. He's a champion. He's an MVP. And you know, just in outside of what he's done for the Warriors, he's changed the game with his 3-point shooting. Now, you know the narrative in the Bay Area, so that's nothing new, but it's not unlike what Jordan did in terms of the acrobatic, dunking, high flying, Skywalker type basketball that he made so popular with Dominique and then later with Kobe, and then LeBron was a little bit of a crossover because he could do all that, but then he could pass, and he was big and did things that Jordan couldn't because of the physicality, and then came along Steph. And, you know, you've got to appreciate, you know, where he is. You look at his body, you look at, you know, the size school he played at, and you look at where, you know, he was drafted, and he was not one of the top three. He was seven, and all these teams passed on him. Maybe they thought he was too light. Maybe they thought that 3-point shot wasn't going to have that effect. And, you know, granted, when Steph got in the league, as we all know, the ankle injuries were a grave concern. And then things changed physically for him. His core strengthened. And when all these different things mechanically came to fruition with his body not failing him, in his ankles and legs in particular, we get this, you know, generational talent that has changed the way now the NBA is played, changed the way the kids play on playgrounds, because even the smallest kid can shoot a three. You don't have to be 6'9", 7 foot to play the game. You can be 6 foot, 6'2", 6'3", and you have a huge impact. And that's what Curry has done. Now, that doesn't pay homage to all the other great, his handle, his ability when he wants to play some D. He can leap with the best of them. He can drive and is as slinky as any driver there is in the game. So, I mean, there's like 1,000 things you could talk about him. His leadership, his charisma, I mean, like all this stuff. And so there's no greater fan of his than me, and I know I speak for millions other in the Bay Area that listen to this show that this is a guy that is a special part of that Mount Rushmore of not just, you know, Northern California sports heroes. You put Montana on there and Steph, but in the NBA, his name will live forever because of what he has done and the way he has constructed his career, the impact he has had, and will continue. He's only 34.
Right.
He's got a lot of
Kev, is he top 10?
More championships.
Can he creep into the top 10? Let's say he can win this fourth ring, you know, this year, and to do it, you know, given all the things you just said, would he creep into that top 10 all time?
Well, you think about the top 10, and it's all bigger guys, right? It's Jordan, LeBron, it's Kareem,
Wilt.
It's Wilt and Shaq and
Bill Russell.
And I don't know how you, he's a two-time MVP. He'll be a guy going to the finals again. It'll be his sixth when they make it, and going for a fourth title. I mean, these numbers and his performance and his historical rank in terms of three-point shooting and game-changing performance are, you know, without a doubt, you know, things that you'd have to consider with what he does. We've got to look at the game differently and not just bulldozers and size and circus performers. We've got to look at it in guys that do what he does, and I think that's got to become a conversation point. Should they go on to win this series, which history would tell you they will, and should they go on to win, even if they don't win the championship and make the finals again, which it looks like it's a foregone conclusion, then I'm on board with that. I'm on board with that.
And if he gets that fourth ring, as we're talking to Kevin Harlan, he ties LeBron James, his biggest rival during this era where it was the quote-unquote LeBron era. And next thing you know, Steph has four rings with three of them coming against LeBron James at the Cleveland Cavaliers. And then you talk about the shimmy. You know, it's the three-point shot. It's driving to the hoop. It's the floaters. And then the showmanship. He's an entertainer. He's an entertainer, Kevin. He's shimmying to Reggie Miller and Stan Van Gundy last night.
I know. Yeah, he was. And Reggie loves that stuff. He's all into that. That's what Reg played like. And, you know, that performance from him last night was just typical of what, you know, he's rebounding, you know, and he's doing everything. He's out there. He's in the right position. He's getting guys in the right position. And they cash in on mistakes of teams so well. And Dallas is at that stage of growth where they're just going to make mistakes. And Steve has talked about the importance of rebounding. It triggers your offense and gets you on the breaks and gets you to the other end of the court in a hurry. And he's right there. His rebounding has been one of the more underrated parts the last couple games.
Good call.
You know, he's done a great job triggering that offense, getting the ball back, keeping it away from them, no second-chance points, and controlling the lane in that part of the game. And that's been big. And Steve has talked about rebounding is just gigantic for what the Warriors do.
Kevin, one last one for you, because we're talking about Steph, and we can talk about Klay coming back and contributing. We can talk about the ascension of Jordan
Poole. He's got a bounce. Klay's got a bounce. One more thing about Curry that I got to throw out there. He has got, like, endless energy.
Yes.
Thank you.
Bottomless tank for movement. Like, I'm just...
Kevin, he's the best conditioned athlete I've ever seen. And I thought Jerry Rice...
I know.
I thought it was Jerry Rice. I think it's him.
Put Rice on there as well. Right. Rice would go all day, every day. Mm-hmm. And that is Curry. He's in such great shape. It's amazing. Just nonstop. It's exhausting watching him. And yet, without it, they're not what they are. He, by his movement, he gets everybody else, you know, think, I got to move too. You know, I've got to get out of the way because he's coming to my spot. I got to move over there. So, like, by him moving, it's like the part of a clock that you need to have that's always rotating. He is constantly in motion, and that just is such a unique quality of his.
It's tough to defend, and you talk about the bounce Klay Thompson now has, the ascension of Jordan Poole in this first postseason, looking like a star, being a dynamic six-man. And then you got the guy calling all the shots, Steve Kerr. Feels like Steve Kerr. I'm not, you know, everybody said, oh, well, he walked into all this talent, took over from Mark Jackson. You know, all of a sudden they get Kevin Durant to win the second and third championships. Well, what does Steve Kerr really have to do? I think this is one of his finest jobs, if not his finest job, with the Warriors this season, Kevin. 53 wins in a regular season. Curry missed 18 games. Draymond missed 36. We didn't know what type of Klay Thompson we were going to see this season, coming off that gruesome injury to Achilles and missing 941 days of basketball. Where do you have Steve Kerr here when it's all said and done? Because if he gets a fourth ring, all of a sudden, he's up there in the Mount Rushmore territory when it comes to head coaching in the NBA.
Well, he's already been voted one of the top 15, and it would be his ninth ring because he won all those as a player, too, right?
Yep.
So this guy, you know, is a historical figure. He'll be bound for the Hall of Fame surely one day just because he's been so part of winning, and he's done it in two different platforms, playing as a contributor. He was never the main guy, but and his shooting percentage from three is historically good. And then what he's done as a coach. You know, there are a lot of coaches that have, you know, Phil Jackson got a lot of, you know, Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant. He was the benefit of that. But I think people sometimes minimize, you can have all these parts of a great engine, but until that engine part is put in the right place and they all work, you know, cohesively, you know, it's just a lot of parts. And they may be great, but there's more to coaching than just the X's and O's, too. It's you treat each of those players differently. You treat Draymond Green differently than you treat Klay, because Draymond is a different kind of cat, and Klay is a different kind of guy, as is Steph. I mean, they're all different, and you've got to know what levers to pull and what buttons to push, and you know that's an underrated part of it. I was talking with Ron, their assistant coach, on the bench last night. And I know Steve well from when he worked at TNT and, you know, have known the new coach of the Sacramento Kings for years and years. And, you know, that's a very unique staff. But they are at the forefront of analytics, which Steve is, you know, I'll look at him. But he doesn't – there's a lot of feel and optic movement that he uses on his decisions and placements. And he's – and then getting the right guy at the right time off the bench. He develops the bench all season long. He plays these guys so that, you know, if Porter goes out, they go to Juan. Or they see that Lee doesn't have it, so they go to Moody. But had Moody not played during the regular season in important minutes, he wouldn't be ready for this stage. So that's good coaching. That's the kind of coach that sees the big picture when you need to see the big picture in the regular season. And then, you know, takes that lens and narrows it to what these playoff games are, where they're literally minute by minute, and every decision with every substitution has a meaning. It is not just you put a guy in to put a guy in. You put a guy in because you know from what you've seen, because of the minutes you gave him, what he can do in this situation. So, you know, these are all important things. The coaching thing has got 1,000 levels to it, and that's what makes Steve so great. He can maneuver around it mentally, and he pulls it off with what we see, but there's so much that happens in practice and on planes and in film sessions and in just one-on-one conversations that make the full body of that, that take that collage and bring it together, and that's what he does so well.
That is well said, Kevin. That's why you're one of the best in the business. Game 4 tomorrow night in Dallas. We'll see if the Warriors can wrap it up, but they could be, it looks like it's a foregone conclusion. They'll be headed to the NBA Finals for the sixth time in the last 8 years. And it's truly unbelievable. Warrior fans can't get enough of this team. And hopefully we see eye here for the finals, man, because it could be epic, whether it's Boston or Miami. But Kevin, we'll let you go, and we thank you for the time today here on The Roast.
Good to be out with you guys. Thank you so much. You have a great week.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts. parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.